Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا
And when they see you, O Muhammad, they take you not except in ridicule, saying, Is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger?
إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا
He almost would have misled us from our gods had we not been steadfast in worship of them. But they are going to know, when they see the punishment, who is farthest astray in his way.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the 42nd verse of chapter Furqan. إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا He would have led us astray from our gods if we had not been staunch to them. وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا And soon they will know, when they see the chastisement, who is it that is most misled in path. As you already know, this section of chapter Furqan, this group of verses, they are talking about the different pretext seekings of the different previous nations. The Holy Quran answered some of those pretexts in the previous verses. Then it described some of the previous nations' destinies and what happened to them, sympathizing with the Holy Prophet and his people. And then it turns back to the other pretexts of these polytheists and some of the pagans. So in this verse, we see that they are patient, they are resistant in their ways, but the point is that their patience and their resistance is in their obstinacy and stubbornness, and it is not a valuable thing. It is not counted as a merit. So the Holy Quran in this verse mentions the rest of the pagans' wars and says, إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا He would have led us astray if we had not been staunch to them.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the interesting point that we said about this group of misled people is that on one hand they ridiculed the Prophet, they thought that the claim of the Prophet is so baseless, but at the same time, on the other hand, they believed that if they did not stick to the religions of their ancestors, to the idol worshipping, it would be possible that the words and invitations of the Prophet ﷺ deviated them from their path. And this proves one important point. This proves that they counted the Prophet's words really effective. They knew that the Prophet's words were really calculated and serious. It is not impossible that those bewildered and obstinate people spoke so disturbingly. That is why they presented people with different contradictory words. Moreover, it has been seen many times that when the deniers of truth confronted the divine leader's logic, they used mockery as a technique for belittling them. But innerly, they did not have such a belief, and sometimes they counted serious and they used to struggle with it by their soul and body. And therefore, the Almighty Allah says elsewhere in the Holy Quran in a noble verse, "Therefore, let those who go against His order beware lest a trial afflicts them or a painful punishment befalls them." In another verse, the Almighty Allah says, "This is guidance, and those who disbelieve in the revelations of their Lord, for them there is a painful doom of wrath." Or somewhere else, he says, "And visited those who did wrong with dreadful punishment, because they used to make mischief." In this regard, brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "The one who oppresses people more in this world will be punished before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more severely and more harshly than any other people on the day of resurrection." And one last point regarding this verse to be mentioned is the fact that this school of thought, this Islamic teachings, they will guide the people who are not truly deviant. If people are intentionally staying in the wrong path, if some people are intentionally keeping their eyes closed, they cannot be guided to the right path. So it is only the stubborn ones, it is only the self-conceited ones that stay on their wrong path. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see.
By all the lies and treachery, life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.